For just a few moments this morning, before we leave, go home, take a nap, dress again, and come back before you know it. I do want to make a few comments that speak to this season of our year and the blessing that His gift was to the world. In Isaiah chapter 7, there's one verse of Scripture that describes the gift. The prophet Isaiah said, "A virgin will conceive and bear a son." Well, now, first of all, at the very mention of this prophecy, it takes a miracle. It's an impossibility. But then the baby Christ child is introduced to the world and immediately sets the record straight that with God, all things are really possible. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And then that verse goes on, the prophet continues and says, "And she shall call his name Emmanuel. Forever, God is with us." Now, that's a gift to the world, that the name of the Son of God, one of them, is Emmanuel, and it means forever now, God is with us. That introduced in its day something that was completely unfathomable, because in the Old Testament, nobody could be present with God. The presence of God was limited, and we were excluded from access to His presence. But for the prophet to speak about the Christ child, which would be born of a virgin, and for the prophet to say, "He shall be called Emmanuel," because forever now, God is with us. When someone gives you a gift, you do not know how long that gift has been wrapped. I want to speak this morning about your gift being wrapped and waiting. But when someone gives you a gift, you don't know how long it's been wrapped. I know Brenda has, in the last few weeks, even a few months, for very special things, for especially our grandboys, has bought gifts, and already under our tree, a few gifts that have been wrapped. They will not be opened until Christmas morning, but they've been wrapped now for a while. When someone gives you a gift, you never know how long it's been wrapped. Brenda and I were married 39 years ago. I know! You can look at me, and especially her, and wonder, how could we be married that long? But her Aunt Clarice, who lives in another state, we've not seen much of her in these 40 years almost of marriage, but at our wedding she had a gift for us, but something came up and she could not make it to the wedding from out of state, and we didn't even know about the gift, but she had bought us a serving dish and had put a $20 bill in the dish and had wrapped it beautifully. Now, we did not get the gift for our wedding. She was unable to make the trip. And then many, many years, Brenda and I tried to count them up, it was either 12 or 15 years after we were married, when one day we went to Brenda's parents' home in Charleston, and Brenda's mother said, "Oh, your Aunt Clarice, her sister, came to visit a couple of weeks ago, and she brought this after 15 years. She had this for your wedding gift 15 years ago, and she said it's been wrapped like this ever since, and she's just now getting it to you." So when someone gives you a gift, you don't know how long it's been wrapped. We opened that gift from Aunt Clarice, and there was a beautiful serving dish and a $20 bill. Now, hello, $20 will buy you a Happy Meal maybe today. But back then, $20 was a lot of money. We're talking 40 years ago. It was substantial. And I thought, when we opened that gift, first of all, what a blessing, Aunt Clarissa. That was a $20, but for 15 years, she didn't take it back. Don't you know Aunt Clarissa had that gift at her house, and she would look at it and say, well, they've been married for so long now, they probably even forgot that I didn't get them a gift, and I could sure use that $20. But she didn't. She left it wrapped. And then my second thought, after how wonderful for Aunt Clarice, my second thought was, Lord, we've waited 15 years, and at that point in our young married life, over those few years, there were many times that $20 would have been a blessing. Now, don't make fun of me, because I know $20 won't change you much, probably. But back then for us, there were a few times over those 15 years where if I'd have had the gift unwrapped and that $20, it would have made a difference in our day or in our week. But it was not unwrapped. It was a gift for us, waiting for us to unwrap. Now, when someone gives you a gift, you never know how long it's been wrapped. Secondly, when somebody gives you a gift, you never know how many times it's been wrapped. Now, re-gifting is politically correct these days. Nothing shameful at all. Let me get it on the record. In fact, the gift of God's Son is a great re-gift. As we have freely received, we can so freely give Him to the world. But Frank Sinatra turned 100 yesterday. So all the buzz is about the impact his life left on the music and the movie world. Frank Sinatra. My favorite song was New York, New York. I just liked it. Especially when Liza jumped up and joined in. But anyway, let me remember, I'm in church and it's Sunday morning. But Frank Sinatra was quoted. It was in yesterday's paper. You know how they have a quote of the day? Yesterday, on his 100th birthday, Frank Sinatra was quoted and said, when someone gives you a present, if you cannot give it away, you do not possess it, it possesses you. I said, well, go, Frank. Well said. But when somebody gives you a gift, you don't know how many times it's been wrapped. The greatest gift the world was ever given, the gift of the Son of God, the Christ child, whose birth we celebrate this time of year, was wrapped more than once. First of all, his first wrapping was the moment of his birth. And we find that wrapping in John chapter 1 and verse 14. It says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So the first time the gift of the Christ child was wrapped was the moment of his birth, when God and his Word were wrapped in flesh. The moment he was born, he was a gift wrapped in flesh. That was his first wrapping. God wrapped in flesh. The second time this gift, the Christ child, was wrapped, his mother Mary wrapped him when he was just a few minutes old, wrapped in swaddling clothes. The verse there is Luke chapter 2 and verse 7, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. I didn't understand what that meant. I'd heard it since a child in Sunday school, swaddling clothes. I thought it might be when I was a child, something royal and glamorous. After all, he was baby Jesus. But as you know, and as I learned, as I grew a little older, it was just rags and strips of torn cloth that were put together for a blanket to wrap baby Jesus in. The second time God's gift to the world was wrapped, he was wrapped in rags, strips of torn cloth, wrapped in swaddling clothes. And then the third time God's greatest gift to the world was wrapped was after his death, and he was removed from the cross in Luke chapter 23 and verse 53, speaking of Joseph of Arimathea, who would loan his tomb to Jesus for his burial. Speaking of Joseph, it said, "Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen, and laid it in a tomb that was hewn out of rock, where no one had ever lain before." So the three wrappings of the gift of the Christ child. First, at the moment of his birth, he was the Word of God wrapped in flesh. Second, a few minutes into his earthly life, his mother Mary wrapped him in strips of torn rags for clothing, swaddling clothes. And then the third time this great gift to the world was wrapped was after his death, when his body was wrapped in burial cloth and he was placed in the tomb. You never know when you receive a gift how long it's been wrapped and waiting for you. And you never know when you receive a gift how many times that gift has been wrapped. For many here today, it could be true that your gift is wrapped and waiting for you to unwrap. Now, there are some natural things we have to do when we receive a gift. First of all, we have to receive it. No matter how much anybody wants to give you something, it's not really a gift complete until it's received. And then you have to unwrap it. And when it comes to the Christ child and the message of the gospel, God sending his son so that the entire world can be redeemed, there are layers of unwrapping. I'm still unwrapping some of what that means. And I plan to keep unwrapping the revelation of the gift of the Christ child every day of my life. Your gift is wrapped and waiting for you. I'll close with a reference to Lazarus, who had died. He was a good friend of Jesus. Not only was Lazarus a good friend, but his two sisters, Mary and Martha, were also good friends of Jesus. In fact, he would frequently visit them in their home and eat with them. And then while he was in a different city with his disciples, word reached him that Lazarus, whom you love, is sick. And they've sent for you to come that he might be healed. And Jesus delayed getting there. It didn't shock him, upset him. He didn't sweat it. No anxiety working in him at that point, even though it was Lazarus that he loved that was sick. So he continued doing what the Father had assigned him to do on that leg of his journey. And then news got to him again that Lazarus is dead. And the news reached Jesus and the disciples like this: "Master, you know, we told you a few days ago about him being sick, and they were wanting you to come and heal him. Well, Master, the update is this: there's no need to go now. There's no need to go. He's already dead." And Jesus said the most unusual thing as he spoke to his Father in that occasion. In John 11, 42, Jesus prayed to the Father and said, "And I know that you," listen to this, "you always hear me, But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe you sent me. I didn't see that ever before until I read it a few days ago, that part of the Lazarus story. Jesus, right now, realizing Lazarus is dead, and he says to the Father, you always hear me, but because of these people standing by, all this is happening that they may believe you sent me. That crowd standing by soon were transformed from bystanders to believers. And you know that story. Jesus gets there and the sisters, Mary and Martha, are saying, we're glad to see you, but you're late. Oh, if you had been here, he wouldn't have died. Jesus said, well, now, he's going to live again. And they said, well, yeah, we know in the resurrection he will. And Jesus looked in the direction of the cemetery where Lazarus had been buried for 4 days and said three words, Lazarus, come forth. And in John chapter 11, verse 44, it said, and he who had died came out bound, hand and foot with grave clothes. And listen to this, and his face was wrapped. His face was wrapped, like a gift is wrapped. Wrapped with a cloth, and Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. In closing, picture this, the great gift of God to the world. The great gift of the Son of God being given to the world so that we could now be present with God forever. But it needs to be unwrapped. Like any gift, you don't know how long it's been wrapped. And like any gift, you don't know how many times that gift has been wrapped. And it will stay wrapped until you unwrap it. Sometimes it's layers after layers. Sometimes you can only unwrap and peel back just one layer of wrapping. That's all you can handle right now, and it'll get you through this season, and then before you know it, you're in a different season and you need to unwrap a little bit more of that gift God gave. It's a lifetime of unwrapping the gift that's waiting. And here God had spoken to a man who was dead and had given him life again. Isn't that the story of all of us? We were spiritually dead and trespasses and sins, could never do anything ourselves to change that, but God sent the gift and wrapped him more than once. And now as we receive the gift and unwrap it, we experience life. But then he spoke to Lazarus, a dead man, and said, come forth. And Lazarus came out of that tomb. Now, he was alive. God had given him the gift of life. But somebody had to unwrap. He came out bound, the Bible said, hand and foot. Now, wait a minute. An hour ago, he couldn't do that. He was dead. But now he's bound. You know, I'm getting too old for this. I'm going to have to take a break and take a nap when I finish this. And how wonderful that the New King James Version uses the word, his face was wrapped, like a gift wrapped and waiting. And we need to unwrap the cloth that veils the face of the Son of God and stare into him, and the more we see him, the more we become like Him. It's the greatest gift the world has ever known, the gift of God's Son that speaks life into our deadness in trespasses and sin. But after we're alive again, there's so much unwrapping of this great gift to do. I've read this online. You've probably heard it. Talking about this gift, the baby Jesus. In chemistry, He turned water into wine. In biology, He was born without the normal conception. In physics, He disproved the law of gravity when He ascended into heaven. In economics, He disproved the law of diminishing return by feeding 5,000 men with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. In medicine, He cured the sick and the blind without administering a single dose of drugs. In history, He is the beginning of it and the end of it. In religion, He said, no one comes to the Father except through Him. God the Father knew our greatest need, and if our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have sent us an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness. And so God's gift to the world is a Savior in the form of the Son of God. Your gift is wrapped and waiting. Would you stand with me, please? Everybody stand where you are. Thank you so much for these few minutes together this morning. It's going to be a great day, one of the greatest days of the year here. But just before you go, bow your heads, please. Father, thank you for the Word of God that speaks relative to us, where we are right now and whatever need we're facing. Lord, whatever our need and whatever area, your gift is the answer. And so we unwrap that gift now and we apply it to our lives. I speak blessing over the people of God as they leave your house today. Bless them with a wonderful Lord's Day and a great week together and the best Christmas season of their life. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. Amen. God bless you.